the gist for, could a widespread ion channelopathy be causing ME/CFS, long COVID, and Gulf War illness? The transient receptor potential mellastatin 3, better known as TRPM3, SAGA, in chronic fatigue syndrome, is an example of one group and only one group glomming on to something in ME/CFS and gnawing at it like a dog with a bone. Since the publication of their first TRPM3 paper in 2016, aptly titled Novel Identification and Characterization of Transient Receptor Potential Mellastatin 3 Ion Channels, etc., the group has published no less than 17 papers on the possibility that disruptions in the TRPM3 and other TRPM ion channels are contributing to ME/CFS. The TRPM3 ion channels control the flow of sodium and calcium into the cells and play a role in everything from energy production, muscle contraction, neurotransmitters, cell membrane health, electrical signal generation, fluid balance, etc., and have been implicated in a wide variety of diseases. Seeking an answer to the problems with natural killer cell dysfunction in ME/CFS, the group looked for ways that calcium signaling, a key factor in NK cell cytotoxicity, might be impaired, and found it in disrupted TRPM3 functioning. Numerous small studies validated the finding in ME/CFS, as well as Gulf War illness and long COVID. Several studies suggested that the relief some people with ME/CFS get from low-dose naltrexone may lie in the drug's ability to open up the ion channels again and restore calcium levels. In a recent paper, Potential Pathophysiological Role of the Ion Channel TRPM3 in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, ME/CFS, and the Therapeutic Effect of Low-Dose Naltrexone, Wirth and Lone proposed that the ion channel dysfunction the Griffith team found probably extends far beyond the immune system. They showed how a disruption of these small but ubiquitous ion channels in the small nerve fibers and the brain could play a large role. Underactive TRPM3 ion channels could leave the blood vessels in a vasoconstricted or tightened down state, a key theme in the Wirth's original hypothesis regarding ME/CFS. TRPM3-induced nerve degeneration could contribute to microcirculatory disturbances, radicular compression, reactive oxygen species, and autoantibodies. In the brain, inhibition of the feel-good chemical GABA could result in hypervigilance and elevated sympathetic nervous system activity, or fight and flight. That energy mismatch, high energy demand, combined with low energy levels, leads to cognitive problems, brain fog, and hypersensitivities to noise, light, and other sensory inputs. Because the GABA system also regulates muscle tone and tension, they propose that TRPM3 dysfunction may contribute to skeletal muscle pathophysiology, leading to muscle fatigue and post-exertional malaise, otherwise known as PEM or PEM. They asserted that investigating TRPM3 dysfunction could be crucial for advancing our understanding of the pathophysiology of these conditions. Wirth and Lone do not mention possible TRPM3 enhancing treatments, but one supplement and some drugs are a possibility. Pregnenolone is a supplement that both Dr. Teitelbaum and Dr. Myhill have recommended for people with ME/CFS. A precursor to estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and cortisol, pregnenolone sulfate, or PS, is called a neurosteroid, a steroid produced in the brain that modulates nervous system excitability. Dr. Myhill calls pregnenolone the mother and grandmother of all steroid hormones. Dr. Teitelbaum reported that he often finds low pregnenolone levels in ME/CFS, believing it may reflect an underlying infection, and has proposed a supplementation regime to battle that, see blog. Referring to the chronic stress ME/CFS patients' bodies are under, Dr. Myhill wrote that pregnenolone may be particularly pertinent in the treatment of chronic fatigue syndrome. During chronic stress, the pregnenolone steal results in more stress hormones being produced at the cost of sex hormones such as testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. Dr. Ronald Hoffman of Intelligent Medicine reports that pregnenolone sulfate, or PS, is an endocannabinoid akin to CBD, cannabinol, and like CBD, can help with pain, mood, and improve memory. Given its potential effects on hormones, he recommends that it be taken under the supervision of a health practitioner and that baseline blood levels of pregnenolone and its metabolites be assessed over time. A TRPM3 enhancing drug called nifedipine is used mostly to relax blood vessels and allow more blood flows in and treat esophageal spasms. It appears to be a cousin of nimodipine, which can be helpful in ME/CFS. Time will tell if Marshall Gradisnuk and Worth and Lone are correct that dysfunctional TRPM3 ion channels are contributing to or even causing ME/CFS and similar diseases. The evidence for TRPM3 dysfunction in ME/CFS, quite a few positive small studies, is broad but shallow, and bigger studies are needed. While eyes may glaze over at the advent of yet another new hypothesis, each one opens a new window and a new way of looking at these diseases. I remember thinking at one time that the field was stagnant and searching for new ideas. No more. With more eyes than ever taking a gander at these diseases, more and more creative ideas are emerging. Coming up, the hypocortisolemic ASIA hypothesis for ME/CFS.